Yeah, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. Sorry I'm a few days late. We had a little technical difficulties last Monday when I called this in, so I'm redoing it. If you haven't read it yet and you want to read a good book that everybody says is an excellent read, get a copy of my book. It's called The Assassin, The Man Behind the Mask. To get one, just go to www.crowbarpress.com. Well, it's certainly no secret that in the past I've been critical of the capabilities of most of the modern-day performers. I said that most of today's performers do not possess the same quality of in-ring skills as most of the stars of my generation. This is not just my theory, but it's pretty much a proven fact. You know, before you say anything, yes, my generation had its share of performers that lacked in-ring skills. However, the majority of the established stars, and especially the world's champions, they excelled in their quality of in-ring skills, far more so than the stars of today. The reason being, as I've told you many, many times, my generation used psychology. Most stars of today don't. You ask why? Well, it's simple, because they don't know any. They don't know anything about it. They were never taught anything about it. And I can take it a step further also. In my day, we never had a choreographed match given to us either. We went into the ring, and in most cases, the heel, also known as the villain, never led them. He led the match. He never let anybody else dictate what he was going to do in that ring. He led the match, and everyone in the match would improvise as they went along. Never did we have a choreographed script to follow. Those things are strictly for people that don't know anything about our business, starting with the choreographers, right on through the list of people that are involved in a match, ending up with the talent. Now, I'm not talking about bumps, because today's performers take some of the most spectacular bumps in the history of the business. But these spectacular bumps, in most cases, mean absolutely nothing because today's performers, in their quest to follow their choreographed script, forget to relay to the people that those bumps hurt, for God's sake. So if a performer isn't going to sell one of those bumps, why even abuse your body by taking it? Because if it's not sold properly, the bump has been wasted anyway. You know, the premise of the wrestling business has always been built on the idea of good guy versus bad guy, also known as heel versus babyface. And another way to spot someone that's not really smart to the business is they will always refer to a babyface as simply a face. When someone says that to me, I know immediately I'm talking to someone that doesn't know jack shit about the wrestling business. Now, I want all you to think for a second and then answer this question for yourself. When was the last time you ever heard of a heel in wrestling causing a riot because of what he did to his opponent? How long ago was it? At least 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I think it's even longer. You know, if you could take all the real heat that's possessed by all of today's so-called heels, put all that heat into one performer and all you'd end up with is a performing clown that still doesn't have enough heat to make fans hate him enough to want to do him bodily harm. You know, the easiest job in the world now is being a member of the riot control team at these modern-day wrestling arenas. You know, they can go to sleep and not miss a damn thing. The heels of today do not have anything even closely related to that type of heat. First of all, most of them wouldn't have a clue about how to go about getting that type of heat. And secondly, you can't get that type of heat with all the bullshit that's created for these matches by the creative team and the writers, and let's not forget the choreographers. They all have a hand in screwing up of a match. Because like the people that always use the phrase face, they don't know jack shit about the wrestling business either. Now, if confronted with the question of heat, these companies will try to feed you the old line that, well, we don't have riots because our security controls the crowd. Well, that's just another more of their bullshit that they try to shovel at you. The next thing they'll be try in their never-ending quest to shut me up and to prove me wrong in the process is to try to destroy my credibility is by making it look like I don't know what I'm talking about. So don't believe it when you see it. See what you ask? Don't believe it when you see one of these companies, and they will. They'll stage a poorly scripted, even more poorly choreographed riot just to prove that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to having heat on their heels. So if and when that happens, don't buy into it, because it will be as controlled as the poorly choreographed matches that they put out there to shove down the fans' throats. If they would spend as much time attempting to improve their on-air and in-arena product as they do monitoring my comments, I think they'd produce a hell of a lot better product. And if Vince and Dixie would listen to what I'm saying and just take the time to properly evaluate it, I'll bet there'd be a lot of empty heads roll in both companies. Well, there you have my thoughts on the business for this week. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you'll be with me again here next week. And for all you stooges out there that are monitoring this program, report the truth for a change. Try it. You might like it. It'll certainly be a new experience for you, at least. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and this has been Wrestle This. Until next week, see ya.